That's the Liverbirds, not the Liverbirds. That's how I used to assume they pronounced their name, but a few listeners corrected me about that in the past. So, the Liverbirds, and Bo Diddley's a lover. It's a little belated tribute to Bo Diddley. We lost him, I think it was last June, and that's one of the lesser-heard Bo Diddley covers from England. There were a lot of from England, as you can imagine. I mean, just between the Stones and the Pretty Things alone, but also the Downliner sect. But you've heard most of those, so I thought I'd go for something a little different. Bo Diddley from the Ladies. And that's how we kick off this new episode, number 86 of Ready, Steady, A Go-Go from Mersey Beat to Mod. It's the podcast of the British beat era, about 1962 to 66, and welcome to it. My name is Michael Lynch, and I've really got a wide mix of stuff for today. Going to hear a few artists I don't think we've ever played on here before. And one for someone who wrote and said, how come you hardly ever play that group? So we'll take care of that too. And we'll hear from one of our favorite drummers, who has a few things to say. And we'll have a new trivia question. We'll look at the one from the last show. But right now, let's get back to the music. And we started with some Bo Diddley music, so why don't we stay in an R&B mode for this next song? And here's Zoot Money.
He's a good face, but it's not a
Fortunes. Someone wrote in and said, I hardly ever play the Fortunes. So there's Caroline from 1964. This is a song that was later associated with Radio Caroline. Before that, Dean Ford and the Gaylords, and He's a Good Face. And the Gaylords later evolved into Marmalade. Scots, not Brits, but we cross the water every once in a while on this show. And up on top, the legendary Zoot Money and the Big Roll Band and Uncle Willie, 1964, their first single on Decca Records. And this is Ready, Steady, A Go-Go, and we had a trivia question in the last episode, so why don't we look at that and answer it, and I'll tell you who got it right. In the last show, I played a song called East Side Story by St. Louis Union, and I asked you to tell me the famous American singer-songwriter who wrote and recorded that song originally around that same time, 1966. And a few of you know who it was Bob Seger, not Pete Seger. I had two entries saying Pete Seger, but it was Bob Seger. And those of you who know that were Frody in Oslo, Norway, Keith in Australia, Scott in Los Angeles, and the first one in with the right answer, Mike Clark in Oxford, Pennsylvania. Nice going, Mike, and everyone. We'll have some more trivia later. As for right now, why don't we dig into the pile of those budget top six 45s I play here once in a while, those imitation versions of the hits of the day, and let's hear some pseudo Jerry and the Pacemakers.
gotta walk home one more time with you, baby. Just stop that dancing and let me take you home for a little quiet walk there.
Oh, come on, you know your daddy loves you.
All the world may let me down, say I'm a fool, call me a clown. But in my baby's arms, I'm a king. I may be lonelier there, just a poor boy, but I don't care now. 'Cause in my baby's arms, I'm, yeah, yeah, everything.
In my baby's arms,
I'm a different guy.
In my baby's arms,
I can touch the sky.
When she kisses me,
I'm a big success.
She's my world, all happiness.
All the world may leave me alone, but I don't care, I have my throne.
In my baby's arms is where I'll be. Whoa. In my baby's arms.
More there from the British beat era. We started with the Top Six attempted sound-alike version of the Jerry and the Pacemaker song It's Gonna Be Alright, and then we heard the infamous McGill Five trying to be a little more rock and roll, and they were actually more of a jazz group, and they had some ska hits. Of course, Mockingbird Hill, that was the big one, that was a top 10 for them, and they followed that one up with Near You. That was a minor hit. I think it got just missed the top 30. But we heard the B-side called Don't Want to Go On Shaking. They tried to rock. They did a funny little version of Long Tall Sally on the album that they made around 64, and maybe I'll play that someday. Maybe. So that's from the spring of 64, Don't Want to Go On Shaking. But they always were a funny little curiosity of the beat era. And also kind of funny, Freddie and the Dreamers in My Baby's Arms. Not that that's a funny track, but of course Freddie was always a little bit of a clown. And that track is the subject of our new trivia question. I'm going to ask you a question, and if you know the answer, send it to me at readysteadyagogo@yahoo.com. And if you're right, I'll mention you on the next show, and whoever gets it right first gets a special mention. So here's the question. That song, In My Baby's Arms, it comes from one of Freddie and the Dreamers' British EPs. And all you got to do is tell me what was the name of that EP. Name the UK Freddie and the Dreamers EP that had that song that we heard, In My Baby's Arms. If you can tell me, write to me at readysteadyagogo@yahoo.com. We got time for a few more records, so let's not waste time.
He's got the smile and the smooth way of talking. He's good looking, better looking than me. But even his smile and his smooth way of walking can't take my woman from me. Stop wasting your time, stop wasting your time. Sorry, don't.
This is Charlie Watts of the Rolling Stones. Stay tuned to Ed Reuter's coverage of the Rolling Stones.
Charlie Watts is the drummer for the Stones, and he is very likely the most conventional of the group. He was born on June 2nd, 1941 in London and named Charles Robert Watts. He is generally very carefully attired and the best educated of the Rolling Stones. He attended Tyler Croft School and graduated from Harrow Art College. Charlie Watts is 5'8" tall and goes in for continental style clothes. He is undoubtedly the Beau Brummel of the Rolling Stones.
Are the Rolling Stones rebels of any type?
No, you know, people say we are, but we're not really. You know. We're just sort of kids of today. I think any kid of any day is a rebel. It's got to be. I mean, you were.
They say that your fans are classed by sizes of stone. Like the real little fan is a pebble and he gets bigger until he's a boulder. Was this started by the group or started by the fan clubs?
Yeah, I should imagine the fan clubs. I never even thought of it. I think it's very novel, actually. Very nice.
Do you write any of the songs that you sing?
Do I write any?
Yes.
No, I don't write any. I just contribute my bit. Which is not writing, you know, we usually just sort of, it's a collective thing, you know, if we ever write sort of a Nanka Felge sort of thing, which is just, they're our own songs, they're just sort of, Mick has a line, Keith does a rhythm, I do a rhythm, you know, it's just a thing, you know, it just happens.
You mean you get together and do the arrangements yourself?
Yeah, well, that's it, you know, so whatever I do, that's my bit to it, you know.
Right. Do any of the Stones have musical training?
I'm not sure, but I think Brian has, and Keith might have a bit.
Do you read music?
No, I read not very well, I'm sorry to say.
Or would you consider yourself a Beatles fan to any degree?
I met Ringo when he came back from here, very tired. You know, I think they're very talented fellows, you know, Lennon and McCartney, you know, yeah, I'm a Beatles fan, if you can call it that, you know. Again.
David John and the Mood, Digging for Gold, is from 1965. It's a Joe Meek production. I know we have a lot of Joe Meek fans out there, so I'll try to throw in Meek productions a little more often. And that was their last of three singles, and we talked before about bands being influenced by Bo Diddley. Well, that was the only one of their three singles that wasn't a Bo tune, because first they did Pretty Thing, then they did Bring It to Jerome, and then that was the third and last one, Digging for Gold, David John and the Mood. And, of course, it was the Rolling Stones before that, and Congratulations, which is kind of a Stones rarity for British fans. That didn't come out in the UK until 1973 on the Decca compilation No Stone Unturned. That was when Decca was releasing a lot of Rolling Stones compilations because the Stones were no longer on Decca, but they wanted to keep making money off of them. Stones weren't too happy about that. But anyway, like I said, it didn't come out in England until 73, but came out in America back in 1964. It was the flip side of Time Is On My Side. And then it was on 12 by 5, so pretty easy to find in America. And before we heard the song, we heard Charlie Watts being interviewed by Ed Rudy for Ed's famous interview album with them from 1964. We heard the Keith Richards portion of that album once, so I thought I'd play Charlie's part today. And up on top of that set, Unit 4 Plus 2 from the summer of 65 and Stop Wasting My Time. And we're out of time here on Ready, Steady, A Go-Go from Mersey Beats Ahmad, so thanks for listening. Thanks for joining me once again for another episode of British Beat Music. And please join me every 2 weeks for a new episode. And the next one will be up on Friday, October 24th. And I've already got some things in mind for that show. And I think I mentioned last time there's going to be a special edition of this show coming up sometime down the line, something I think you're going to enjoy. But in the meantime, I want to mention a few podcasts that you really ought to check out if you're a fan of 60s music. Check out Jim's Child of the 60s for a nice mixed bag of all kinds of 60s rock and pop from all over the world. Jim Whitty does a great job finding cool things. And also listen to Toffee Sunday Smash with Andy Morton. He plays British rock from the 60s, but he concentrates on the second half of the decade, the more psychedelic era. I like to think of my show as the Red Album and his is the Blue Album. Anyway, both of those shows I just mentioned and others, you can find links right to their pages on my page at nankard.podomatic.com. So go there and check them out. And we're going to close out this episode with a record from 1963 that's a little bit out of the beat style. It's a little bit more mainstream pop, which is why I put it last, but you'll understand that I kind of had to play this record. Those of you in the States, you know all about this, and perhaps those of you who live outside the U.S., maybe you've heard about this on the news, but O.J. Simpson was in the headlines again recently, so how could I not play the Susan Maughan record? So we'll go out with that. I'm Michael Lynch. Thanks again, and I'll catch you in 2 weeks.
The verdict is guilty.